and I are going to record, so y'all go ahead and shut the door.
I'm going to draw a kitty cat and a puppy dog with my sidewalk chalk.
Lots of kids develop bad habits. This week, Vintage Answers presents the Pearls' advice on how to handle those habits in a healthy way.
Okay, here's another letter. It says, "Hi, I just found your book, Tramp Chow, and I love it. I have a question concerning a child, 3-year-old little boy, who sucks his fingers for comfort. We have limited it to just allowing it at nap time and at bedtime after trying to limit it altogether. But still, when he gets in trouble, he resorts to it. We have been using the rod to deal with it, but I'm not sure we ought to. Maybe we should be ignoring it." Any answers, please?
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't use the rod on a child for sucking his finger. I wouldn't use the rod for a child going to the bathroom in his pants or anything like that. That's not an act of rebellion. It's not an attitude problem. It's not disobedience. It's not something that the judgment should fall on. It's a habit that a lot of kids carry over. I've seen 10, 12, and 14-year-olds sucking on their fingers. And I've seen some adults that I've thought about suggesting it to them. They needed some kind of comfort. So I certainly wouldn't spank a child for that. Now, it's an annoying habit socially. It's kind of embarrassing to have your big old kid sitting there in church 4 or 5 years old and a thumb stuck in his mouth or sucking on a finger. It's kind of nasty looking. And so it's a trait we'd like to get rid of, obviously, but not something worthy of breaking fellowship with the child or spanking the child over. Now, one way that I've seen parents eliminate thumb sucking or finger sucking is, without rebuking the child, just reach up and pull the hand out of the mouth. Just do it all the time, all day long. Just pull it, say, "No, don't do that. That's nasty. You'll get germs." Or something that effect. Don't make it a character trait. Just say that's unclean. You're too old for that now, and pull the hand out of their mouth. Now, of course, people have tried things like putting pepper on the finger, but one person ended up getting pepper in the kid's eye. Some people tried taping their fingers with surgical tape. What do you call that tape? Adhesive tape, and then putting a little pepper or something on the adhesive tape, or garlic. Something that tastes strong and bitter, and of course that will work. That'll keep them sucking on their finger. If it's only a problem when they sleep, maybe you could put gloves on him when he sleeps, tape the glove down or something like that. You got any ideas, Deb?
I know one family tell us is they just were as cheerful as they could be about the situation, but every time they saw the child, they would just remove the hand from the mouth and say, "Stop," but not in a commanding, demanding way, just a stop. And over a period of 3 or 4 weeks, the child just would automatically take his hand out of his mouth whenever he saw anybody. And you get the whole family cooperating. It's just a fast, simple way of dealing with the situation. Same thing when they sleep. Just simply remove the hand from the mouth as soon as they go to sleep. And then when you get ready to go to bed, go in and see if it's back in their mouth and take it out. And just keep that process up until the habit has becoming less and less.
Just use your own ingenuity. Figure out some way to do it. But the important thing is don't make it an issue that's going to make the child feel inadequate, feel unloved, feel like they're a bad person. There's going to be enough things come up in life that really are bad, that really are character problems that you're going to have to deal with. Don't confuse the issue at this early age.
Well, that wraps up this week's archives. We hope you found it as encouraging as we did. Don't forget to check out the specials at Cane Creek Corner.